This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
That's not a true story, but there's truth in the story. We live in a culture today where most people that live in this country will tell you, I can't tell the difference between my Christian acquaintances and those who are not Christians. I'm not sure if there's any moral difference, if there's any ethical difference. I'm not sure that they live a life that's different than anybody else. And never in my lifetime have I seen a period of history where people say, you know, we really don't notice that much of a difference in terms of the personal ethics and integrity of the people who call themselves Christian, and that is the truth. The reason I'm telling that is today is the last message out of 20 messages out of the book of Jeremiah. We have had more comments about this series. This book is hard-hitting. It's judgmental. It speaks critically of God's people, and it talks honestly and truthfully about how God's people were disobedient to the living God, and then it dawned on me. We connect with this book. You do, and so do I. We're going to read just a few verses today from chapter 44. Next week, we begin a brand new message series from the New Testament book of Ephesians. I need to set up the passage just like I had to do last week. There's a reason for it. I need to explain some of the background. Chapter 39, I could never read from the pulpit. It's so graphic in the description of the destruction of Jerusalem. Babylon destroys Jerusalem. They burn it to the ground. And a group of people last week, including army officers, come up to Jeremiah and say, Jeremiah, we don't know as a remnant if we're to stay here or if we're to leave and go to Egypt where maybe it'll be a little bit safer. And you may remember this if you were here last week. They asked Jeremiah, Jeremiah, would you pray to the Lord? And whatever God tells you to do, Jeremiah, we'll do it. We give you our word. We'll do it. 10 days later, Jeremiah gets the word from the Lord, and the Lord says, you tell the people to stay. And he tells the people that came and approached him, and they said, we're out of here. We're leaving. Can you imagine telling God's prophet, we'll do whatever God says, and then they don't do it? Hey, it happens every day with you and with me. We tell God, we'll do whatever you tell, and then unless it contradicts what I want to do. Lord, we'll follow you anywhere as long as it's where I want to go. Lord, I'll do anything you want me to do as long as it fits my parameters of what I've set up for my life. You've done that, and so have I. And so they come to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah tells them, you're to stay, and they leave. And everything they feared, remember, followed them to Egypt. They feared violence. Violence followed them to Egypt. They feared economic uncertainty. It followed them. Everything they were fearful of in Jerusalem followed them to Egypt, which was a lesson in itself that sometimes we tend to run from our problems. If we would just move to another city, everything will be fine, and you find your problems follow you there. Still don't get along with your wife or your husband. Still have trouble with your children. You still have trouble with your job. And so often what follows us is the problems we didn't face back in the other place, but we've got to deal with them in now another location. That's what a lesson there that we learned last week. I want to bring up 4 bullet points that kind of cover this passage, but you need to write them down because they're summary statements for the whole book. Let's bring up the first one. Our behavior has consequences. Everything we do has consequences. You are the result of what you used to do. Would you listen to that again? It's a brilliant statement. It really isn't, but it's true. You are the result of what you used to do, what you did for years. We all are in the sense that we are simply the result of what we've done for years. Well, I really think you and I need to hear and heed these 4 bullet points or summary statements from this message tomorrow. This is the final message in the series from Jeremiah. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.